Bonsoir. Paul Wamo opens the concert here at the Studio de l'Ermitage in the east of Paris. He's a Kanak from the French territory of New Caledonia, some 26,000 kilometers from Paris, a performance poet as well as a singer. His whole body vibrates on stage as he brings alive the strong oral tradition of his Kanak culture.
New Caledonia has been a French territory since 1854. That's when Emperor Napoleon III made it a penal colony. We have 28 Kanak languages, but use French as our common language.
What kind of relationship do you have with the French language? Because you almost deformed the French language, and yet you were a teacher before you became a professional singer and poet.
I grew up with French because I grew up in town, not the countryside. There was a lot of pressure to speak French. It's the language of education, diplomas, work, health. It's everywhere. But I play with it as a way of saying, okay, it was forced on me, and now I'm twisting it in my own way.
Sol, sol, sal, sali, sol, soleil, soleil, sali, sol, 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 sonné, sol, stone, sous, sol, souillé, sol, sort, 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 sol, niqué. Nick, nickel, sol, nickel, sol.
Dans mon travail artistique, en tant que musicien, en tant qu'artiste slammer.
Through my art as a musician, poet, slammer, I try to bring out the Kanak rhythms we have back home. We don't have stringed instruments like the kora in Africa. We only use percussive instruments. One of the rhythms is like this.
Donc ça fait le rythme de basse, c'est ça.
What's distinctive about Kanak music is the shishi. They're sounds you make with your mouth. And then we have this way of crying out.
Les vroom 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 creuses sous sol mineur. Il bug sévère le mec. Il bug.
You're very theatrical on stage. You do this cri canac, but it's also a cry that seems to be associated with some kind of pain.
La revendication, c'est de lutter contre l'oubli.
We're demanding not to be forgotten. New Caledonia is tiny, 250,000 or so inhabitants. You can hardly even see us on the map in that vast Pacific Ocean. We may be a small country, but we're not an insignificant people. We've suffered a lot of the world's ills. Nickel mining, for example, is destroying our landscape, polluting our rivers and our mines. Our children are becoming obese because they eat too much bad food. So there's anger in my work too. I want to express that anger and share it.
Petit pays croix, c'est croire en sa force.
In this song, Petit Pays Croix, I say we have to believe in our strength and not give up. Each of us has to fight oppression of all sorts. And even if it takes a long time, the sun will always rise. I have faith and want to pass it on by spitting it out.
Je veux la transmettre en la crachant.
Paul Wamo, thank you.
Merci beaucoup. On est là.
Petit pays, 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 croix.
In a very different genre, we now have Ida, a 26-year-old singer and double bass player from Colombia. She began making music professionally here in France less than a year ago, but has already found her sound.
Me paro un instante, volteo a ver qué olvido, quién, por qué y cómo concentrarme en lo pasado. Conectar, construir un sentido, aclarar lo turbio de mis pasos, a dónde fueron, por cuáles caminos.
Yeah, my name's Eda, which means Eleonor Diaz Arbelaez. Eda, it's the name of the project too, because I work with Anthony Vinzenrit, another musician who produces my music and compose with me, help me to find sounds for this universe. I like to call it global music, Latin alternative music, and organic pop. Oh. Organic pop because we have acoustic music and electronic music, but the acoustic is here too.
The first single from your upcoming EP is called Paso Paso. Mm. What's that about?
Paso Paso is about let it go. Let it go. It's about, like, we think about our past, what we did, and so, let it go. Take your time. Take your time to do things. Let it go. Paso Paso. I remember when I saw a live with a double bass player, and I was like, wow, what's this instrument? I was like 5 years old, and from this day I would like to play double bass.
Pagan arma para matar panda, alzan falsa nalga para plata, plantan palma para dañar panza.
In Colombia, we sing together popular music from South America since I'm a child. So I learned to sing with my family, and I would like to find this with my double bass too.
And so it was the double bass that was the instrument that allowed you to keep
more
that
like organic with vibrations, with chords. Strings is the same thing that vocal technique. So I fell in love with this instrument.
You grew up then listening to Colombian folk songs?
Salsa music a lot. And traditional music from my region, Medellin. It's in the mountains, like Cordillera des Andes. There is popular music like bambuco, porro, with guitars, and I love it. And I love Cuban music too, tango. I don't know, it's music from South America and not from Colombia. Because South America is like a country. We have the same language. We have the same way of life.
Gloria.
I like to sing about contradictions for people and for me. How we like to contemplate life, but at the same time we are just every time running. Like, it's about urban life and how we can live in an urban life. I like to compare it with jungle, how we live in jungle, how people from urban cities come to jungle and doesn't look at how it's huge.
Is that what you're singing about in the song Glorious Jungle?
Glorious Jungle, yes.
Ida, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.